Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the wall came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. Once again, we thank you, the listeners, for taking time to hear us, sit with us, join us, and we pray that you have questions or statements or suggestions. And if you do, we'd like you to actually touch the one on your phone. Touch that, and that'll indicate to us on the screen that someone has a question, someone has a suggestion, someone has a statement. I may not see it on my screen, but there are others who are watching this through the studio. And if they see it, they will bring it to my attention. They don't even have to bring it to my attention. They see it, they can actually punch it in, and I'll find out as it come in that someone had their hand up, as we suggest that we see on the screen. When you touch one, it's like a hand going up, raising their hand to say, I have a question. So we encourage that. Every program, every group of believers that get on AM360, encourage that. We like your feedback or your suggestion. Tell us what we're saying that we may be missing. In a word, help the program. Help us all. But that's what we're here for. Myself, I know I'm no different than anybody else. None of us are talking with the thought. We are the God. or we are the greater as man than the ones that's listening. No, we're sharing. We need to build. Bilal's Inc., the halal industry, do for self. We have come together to appeal to our people to make economic, establish economics, establish a legacy, our legacy. And most important, stay focused on the fact that the Honorable Imam Warfdeen Muhammad, may Allah have him in a high space in paradise, him, his father, his mother, his family, his brothers, having his sisters, for the work that they endured during their time. For all of them, Allah gave something to this community. And when I say this community, I'm talking about the human family right now. It came directly to some of us. But really, our living it is a picture to be read by the human family to correct the ills in society. When we look at the ills, like I said last week, you can see the Bible statement, wars and rumors of wars. And that can go on. That can go on. It ain't taking nothing from what Allah says. But it rings true. Peacemakers, and I don't mean peacemakers get between the fight all the time and you get hit upside the head because you're in between the fight. No, we got to just live an example, and that example will be picked up by God's permission, by Allah's permission. And when we see that, and I'm talking about people in general, they won't violate it. We have to believe that. All of us are somewhat tired, I'm sure, of seeing the deaths in our cities, guns imported into our communities, our neighborhoods. We should be frustrated with that. I'm talking to African-American descendants of slaves right now. We don't have a manufacturing plant to make guns, to make ammunition. But somebody's allowed, through voting, the senators, the congressmen, should be ashamed of themselves, but they can't be. They'll do the bidding of the harmful guns. You don't have to get rid of all guns. But when we look out there today and we see we got guns in some countries, got more than some countries got in their armies holding up. We got more than that. Just in our neighborhood. Just the black neighborhood. Many of them illegal. And when they came up with that ghost gun, the gun is dead as a doornail until you go online and buy the piece that make it come alive. Then all of a sudden, deaths start rising in our community. You know, I'd like to begin today's discussion with a thought. And I'm saying it like I'm saying it to me or us, but I want you to say it to yourself or us. When we look at ourselves, do we see in ourselves not selves? Meaning not, I'm looking, Nate, Brother Nate sitting across the table from me. I'm not saying for me to look into Nate. I'm saying myself. I look at myself. Nate, look at himself. You all look at yourself. Not looking at anybody else. And the question is, do we see in ourselves? Look at ourselves. Look at ourselves, on handwriting look like this for a minute. And look, do you see one that Allah will be favored by or favored to give the blessings, to give the rewards? I'm saying it in this manner because before anybody else, I'm not talking about our fathers and mothers, before anyone else can really judge us, Allah gives all of us a chance to see ourselves. We don't believe a baby sees itself because the baby don't talk, ain't translating nothing to us. But the baby looks at itself to see if he can walk or if she can walk. If I roll off of this, I keep seeing something come in and out of that direction. They're not using those words. They got baby language. But they understand it. Allah allows them to have knowledge that we can even reach them. Babies learn from us. They're not speaking clear English or Spanish or French or whatever the case may be. But every household raises a child the same way, in a way of messaging that Allah allows a parent, an adult even, to have for children, for babies, for infants. And that communication builds in that child. That child starts talking to itself to the point that they get the confidence. They don't get that from us necessarily. They, you know, just because mom or dad say, come on, son, walk. Come on, dear. Come on, baby girl. Let's step out. They don't step because we say it. When they start doing it because we said it, they already been walking. I don't care if they're taking little steps. Allah allows them to look at themselves and be able to move about. And sometimes they'll look after they made a move and look at us, the adult, as if to say, did you see that? Did you see what I just did? Babies give us that. They message to us as our movement also messages to them. But as we grow in this, we're to see whether or not we approve of what we are, who we are. Don't look at nobody else. Don't look at your father. Don't look at your mother, your siblings, the neighbors, another race of people, whatever. Do you approve of yourself? You know, there's some liars that lie and almost look like they can't help but to lie when it ain't nothing to say. They still come out with a lie. They have to be able to look at themselves and say, come on, man. I've heard some people say it. I have to tell myself, man, stop lying.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard. Standing, my first hearing was standing in South Philly as a youngster. I have to stop lying myself. So people know when they look at themselves first, and I'm saying this for a reason like this, Allah lets us qualify ourselves before anyone else does. Remember, as a baby, a child, a mother and father, they so happy when they see the good. Might give you a spanking when they see the bad. But they don't really know what you internalize. Over the many, many years it took them to grow to be the adult to have you, they forgot baby language, how they used to think about their father and mother. And they're thinking from a whole person's standpoint. Hard sometimes to recognize that that child is forming itself off of what they see, what she sees, and what they see is me. And me may not be right, but we think the baby don't see it, it don't matter. And as the child grows and becomes us as an adult, so to speak, there's more time we got to qualify ourselves to be an individual that Allah, God, the Creator, however a person calls it, that entity that created all of this, do we qualify for his favor or for his punishment? Self-accusing spirit spoke of in the Quran. I can accuse myself. Hey, Wally, come on, man. You know you shouldn't do that. And I can improve myself. And based on that, Allah gives me a benefit. He gives me a reward. That means I trust him. You trust them. You correct something because you see there's a reason. When I was a child, I tried to correct things because of my father and my mother. That was the authority. I ain't no different than no other human being. All of us did that.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to please dad and mom, even though we didn't know what pleasing was, but we saw a reaction when we did certain things. And it made them smile and it made us smile. And when we look at babies today, we see the same thing. You do something and the baby smile, might giggle, might kick his leg, laying on his back, can't even stand up yet. But you did something as an adult, as a young adult, as an older child, to make that child feel joy and kick them legs and flare them arms around. I ain't trying to hit nobody, I ain't trying to kick nobody, but showing happy. I'm happy. That made me feel good.
Right.
And then that same child takes and show you. So Allah gives us something in us from birth that make us recognize what we're doing ourselves before being judged by others. Somebody might say you're ugly. You know, I talk to sisters as an imam. I talk to sisters, especially when they're divorcing or when they seem to be trying to get married and the brother seems to be not so much caring. And I give this consideration more to the sisters than the brothers. And I ask the sister, when you go home, look in the mirror and see how you see yourself. Do you see yourself as beautiful in yourself? That you don't need that kind of crap from somebody? Yeah, you need a man. But you don't need that kind of crap. You need a man that's going to respect the goodness of yourself. Now, if you can look in the mirror and you see an ugly person, then start changing. But if you see a beautiful person and that man is trying to treat you like you're an ugly person, not necessarily physical, then you know he may not be the man for you. These things, I'm not teaching anybody nothing that they don't know or shouldn't know. If I don't have a value for myself, anybody else can make me feel like I should go run and find a grave that's already open and jump in it. See if I can get in there before they even put the casket down and they let them put it on me so I can't get out. But Allah gives us the ability to requalify ourselves. You know, a person go to jail, he can live a better life in jail and sometimes get his sentence shortened.
Mm-hmm.
He can be released on good behavior. But why we got to go to jail to find that? The person should be able to find that in himself nearly every day that he look in the mirror. Brush his teeth, wash his face, whatever. He might not be shaving or nothing. She may not be putting makeup on, but wash her face, brush her teeth. Take a good look at that person in there. Because one thing for sure, to each of us, we know ourselves. I know, I don't like nobody to suggest I lie. I ain't going to get all upset about it. That's their business. But I know I never was a liar. I don't want to tell you something I won't tell you. I mean, my father used to give me beatings for doing something I wasn't supposed to do. I don't recall saying, Dad, I didn't do that. I said, no, Dad, you know, but I don't remember saying, Dad, I didn't do that. Then one day, 13 years old, I got the confidence up to say to my father, hey, Dad, I ain't crying no more when you beat me. And my brothers and sisters said, he going to kill you, boy. But I said, I ain't crying because he don't beat me because he want to beat me. I'm taking a look at myself. I didn't know that's what I was doing back then. But looking back at myself, I'm taking a look at, hey, man, you got to straighten up. All Dad tell you to do is from school, go straight home. You stop in the playground, and he comes home by that route to see you every day, and you wondering why you getting a beating every day. You're going to try to outrun the car around the block. He going the short way in a car. You going the long way on foot. You talking about me when I say you. No, we got to all look at ourselves. What are we doing? Our community, teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad through to Imam Muhammad and through to the many that are still around. We were given that for a reason. We didn't just get that because we were smart people. We knew where to look. We got that because Allah gave it to us. Allah gave us Islam in America after slavery. And when he gave it to us, he gave it to us not as a job like we see people go to work every day, even though it's similar. But he gave us the ability to be a shining light to the humanity on how to live Islam properly. We can't be those who just search what others say. Do you know 100 years from now? Maybe not 100. Might be doing it right now. There are going to be people going to be reading what we said about what Allah gave us. The understanding he gave us in the Quran. The understanding he gave us what other people wrote about the Hadith. How did we see it? I like to qualify the one that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, and her conversation with Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. I like to speak on that one because it was clear to me. It may not come clear to the same way to everybody else, but it'll come clear. Everybody will get it in the way they see it, I guess. When she asked the question, he said it was everybody got a jinn. And she said, oh, Rasulullah, you too, you have a jinn? He said, yeah, but mine submitted. Mine became Muslim, some of the writing. Now, I go, for me, I think I'm doing this. I don't need that to go too much further for me to see what I need to do. I may have made, not may have, I did. I made a lot of money once upon a time in the wrong way. Can I tell myself to go get that money the same way today? No, my gen has submitted. All you got to do is ask yourself, look at the things that you did that you know you shouldn't do. Can your suggestion to yourself come alive and make you do it again? If you do it again from your suggestion, I don't care if somebody said it to you first to bring it back to you to follow the suggestion. Once you know it's an error, it's a way of shaitan, it's wrong, and Allah may not forgive you, your whispering can take you there again unless you become the Muslim that can battle. And that means your jinn have to become it. So for me, I'm not saying that that's a wise thing, but that was something for me to think about. How do you know that Muhammad the Prophet, how do you know that your jinn submitted? Because he stopped suggesting. You don't do the things that he used to suggest. Your jinn ain't a devil yet. My jinn ain't a devil yet. Nobody's jinn is a devil until you completely go in that direction. Now your devil is alive, and that devil is you. You suggesting to people. But far as just a whisper, somebody ain't looking. Mom ain't looking. I want to drink it out of that bottle. I want to take some milk. And she put it over there so I couldn't get it. I'm going to sneak over and get it. We all seen children do that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably we're a little older, but we probably remember what we did maybe once or twice. But we've seen children look and see, is anybody looking? Babies, diapers on, walking like they stumbling with their walk because they ain't got it all together yet. Young. Could be up to 4 years old, maybe even five. But they're looking around to see if anybody there that would say, don't do that. Their jinn is living. He's not a devil yet, but that's the same way in us. When we look at what Allah is calling us to be, we can build anything necessary. When we look at the great minds in America and around the world, that have engineered and made things work. Drones. These drones, this technology and everything. This existed when the Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, was living. It was in the creation. Whether it was laying in the earth, whether it was in the heavens, whether it was through the space of air or in the waters, these things existed. So you and I, we have to see that, okay, we got to be able to look at ourselves to see really what is my contribution from my own personal self, Wali Ayub Bilal. My contribution, my life is always how can I help somebody else? How can I bring something about that will help more of us, whether it was my family, my friends, and today, as those that are close to me, what we're trying to build is beyond friendship. We don't have to know the people. Can they do it? Can they do it right? Then let's help them. They want to do the right thing? Let's help them. We need the wealth to help them. This is a part of even in the model community. The model community will help so many people. People recognize and see what's being built, what's being established. The model community is there for us to take forward, to be a sign to people. Not somebody to pat us on the back. We knew you Muslims can do it. No, we serving our Lord. He gave us something and we proved we could read it. We understand it. 100 years from now, they'll be reading something about you, about us, our people across this country, how we saw things in the Quran. And not the way we saw it just to interpret the Quran, not that, but that Allah gave us life in the Quran. Recital means nothing. I remember the Imam Muhammad, I'm sure many of you remember. Imam Muhammad said they had a child recite the Quran. And, you know, he went through the problem, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He said, that's nice, but I would have been more impressed if he would have recited it in English. The thing that we got to recognize is Allah says to us, know the Quran in your language. How do you say it? He tells the teacher, teach them in their language so they can't say they didn't understand. He's saying that. Then he allows Prophet Muhammad prayers and peace be upon him to be recorded as a saying to his companions. If you don't speak their language and you don't know their culture, don't lead them. Don't get out front. In other words, you can't teach them in their culture if you don't know it. And I'm telling you, we, African-American descendants of slaves, we better look at what we're allowing to come around us in the guise, in the costume of religion. Not that the others who are talking to us are wearing costumes. I'm not talking like that. How we see it as a costume, we think it's a growth. It's not a growth if you don't know what you're saying. It's not a growth if it ain't working for you. Speaking Arabic, but our children are killing each other. They don't understand it. Yeah, their names are Muslims. But you ain't talking to them in the language that, you ain't talking to them in a human language. You know what I mean? That they understand. Let me complete that sentence. Arabic is definitely a human language. Some would say it's the top language. No, it's not the top language. It's our language. Allah says, I've made you different so you can learn from one another. He didn't say, I gave one more than he gave the other. And if you don't have this, you're lower. No, our attitude has to be, we'll study what Allah's given us. We'll study from those before us. But we still got to come to a conclusion that makes it work here. I can't ride a camel. Now, I can own a camel if I have some land. And I might enjoy riding them around the land. But cars zooming up and down the street, I can't ride a camel. I can't wear a thobe in the street. I'm talking about Wally Bilal right now. You wear what you want to wear. I can't wear one. I'm not an Arab. I ain't trying to look like an Arab. I got pictures, like I say, when I was about maybe 10 years old. I had a three-button Benny overcoat. I got a little suit on. I got a top hat that look like my father's hat. So I look like an American. If you see me most time, I got my Vietnam veteran hat on. And I've had brothers say, from other communities more so. Few people look from our own community who was listening from other people's community. And I tell them, I'm an American. I was in the Vietnam War. I'm an American. When did the Arabs become an Arab? When did Africa become Africa? When did Europe become European or Europe? France became the French, you know, the French people of France. You know, whoever, whatever. When Allah is the one, if we're to look at the names wrong, I mean, you know, that people are using as wrong for their territorial growth, All we got to do is take it back to the beginning. The beginning, there was Adam. We all are Adam's children. Every human being got a bloodline to him. But when Allah spread us, he said his earth is spacious. And when he spread us over the earth, I made you different. So you learn from one another. Difference means that when I spread you to another part, your culture become different. Your eating habits are different. What you eat particularly are different. The things you're able to do in a jungle, you can't do in the river, in the ocean. You can't do on sand what you could do where there's ability to grow vegetables and everything in good soil. One area give you one thing, one give you another. You are human, and the identification is based in when Allah says, I made you different. So this Negro, once upon a time, in any other word, who I reference as the African-Americans who are descendants of the slaves, we were made that by Allah. Why do our brothers and sisters misplace themselves by not recognizing that's what Allah made us? We didn't come here, and white folks, as the history will show if you look at it, look at it from the eyes of the Quran, look at it from the eyes that Allah give us. They didn't make that happen. They followed a design, a direction that was given to them by Allah. We're here. Now we're here. 2023, we got brothers in masjids because you're taught by somebody from the East. We'll try to tell you, you're not American. If we're not American, then they're not Arabs. And the others are not Pakistanis. And the other ones are not Italian. And definitely the others ain't African. Those names of those spaces, because of Allah moving us, I made you different. So you became different as a man and a woman, born different. Family size become different. Abilities are different, even as you grow as a family size. But also where you live, there's a difference. And because of some areas of where you live, your culture is different. The things you do are different. Let us rise to sin or question ourselves at least. If I say I ain't, what do Allah say we is? Allah ain't telling you to keep calling yourself African. We do it for identificational purposes to show we understand. We came from Africa, but we're Americans. And we have to see that we're placed in America to build a better light for humanity across the world. And we can tie that to I made you different so you can learn from one another. But you got to first accept yourself. You don't accept your position. As the saying goes, everybody ice is cold in. You got ice that's freezing everything just like everybody else's, but you don't want your ice. Now, so-and-so says such and such. Brother, I just explained that to you. No, but that ain't what so-and-so is. Brother, shake so-and-so. Shake, okay, shake ain't nothing. What? Oh, man, you're insulting the shakes. No, shake in our language here in America is OG. The OG got knowledge of times before we got here. Who was called a shake in the time of Prophet Muhammad? No. We have to see that the language has to be made right for the time for us so we can build and move forward. Let's take a PSA right here.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, AM 360. This is Nate Muhammad. I like to read from the Quran, Ayat 1 to 5. Aleph, Lam, Ra. These are the ayats of the Book of Wisdom. It is a matter of wonderment to man that we have sent our inspiration to a man from among themselves, that he should warn mankind of their danger, and give the good news to the believer, the ranks of the truth. But say the unbelievers, this is indeed an evidence of sorcery. Verily, your Lord is Allah, who created the heaven and earth in 6 days. Then he established himself on the throne of authority, regulating and governing all things. No intercessor can plead with him except after he leaves has been obtained. This is the law, your Lord. Him, therefore, serve you. Will you not receive the money? To him will be your return of all of you. The promise of Allah is true and sure. It is he who began the process of creation and repeated that he may reward with justice to those who believe and work righteously. But those who reject him will have drought of boiling fluid and penalty grievance because they did reject him. It is he who made the sun to be a shining glory and the moon to be a light of wisdom and measure out stage for it, that you might know the number of years and the count of time. No wise did Allah create this, but in truth and righteousness thus do he explain his sign in detail for those who understand. Assalamu alaykum. May Allah speak to
you. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Nate. Assalamu alaykum. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal from the Halal Industries, Do For Self. And I want to continue where we were at. Allah gave us assignments, every human being.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, he didn't write it on a piece of paper just like that, but in you, you have an assignment.
That's right.
The key is, do you talk to yourself? And I don't mean necessarily words aloud, like you need a microphone or something, or plugs to turn the volume up or anything like that. Allah let us see us, our everyday movement. What did we do today? Did we work to do what Allah wanted us to do? And I see it as Allah gives us, each of us, influence to move the world in the direction that it should go. My voice is no bigger than anybody else's voice, no matter how loud it is. I mean, speakers. Our voices on the same thing sound just alike.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at the experience that comes to us through the Nation of Islam and through Imam Muhammad, you know, here's a thing as I think about that, and I know there are some people who have discrepancies in their heart with those of us that came from there. They may somewhat love one or two of us that they know,
mm-hmm.
or maybe more, but they don't like the leaders.
Right.
That's the disease in them. How do you dislike something you don't even know? How do you have a hatred for something that's good, but because they're not standing next to you and what you're doing or the way you're doing it, you could dislike it? Most of us, though we were treated as slaves, treated bad, we don't hate white folks. There are some of us that, yeah, may have something to say about the way they treated us, but the majority of us, we don't even think like that. Allah gave us a spirit, gave us a heart. Maybe we had it all the time. He allowed it to be recognized even more as us being slaves. Yet we have an opportunity to show how Allah affects our lives. We speak of a model community. When the Imam said model, he didn't go far to get that. That's in the Quran. Build a community that looks like Muhammad the Prophet, not like Medina, not like Mecca. We have to build a community that brings life to even those areas. Oh, brother, you saying something about Medina and Mecca? I say a whole lot about Medina and Mecca. That's not what I'm pointing at, though. What I'm pointing at is that when Allah gives you an opportunity, think about this. All of us that woke up this morning, he gave us an opportunity to show something to somebody. We may not woke up with the thought of who we want to show something to, but it was on our mind. But in many cases, we wake up and we don't have nobody specifically on our mind. But if our character is right, if we move to make progress wherever we go, if we show that we are those who serve God, it touches people. They see something. How many times we've heard people say, man, I came in the nation because of you. I used to watch you from a distance.
Right.
And you was a good person, man. You didn't curse. You didn't treat people. You had time. You listened. You helped people.
Usually somebody close to
you. Yeah, and it's usually someone that's close to you that brings that out.
Yeah.
So we have influence for each other. They say many of us, we had more patience than they seen. And that was said about church people, too. So I'm not taking church people out the kitchen. I won't go to church and join a church. I read the Quran enough to know that Allah has created all that, allowed all of that to exist in the creation. I don't have to badmouth Christians. They may badmouth me. That's their problem. I'm looking at myself. Is that what Allah want me to do? I don't see it. I don't see it. And I don't have to call them names. I came from that. Just like we say we were the fruit of Islam. Once upon a time, I was the fruit of Christianity. I was the child of my father who practiced Christianity. In that metaphoric way that we speak of it, I would have been such. But at a certain age, I got touched by Islam. Who gave me Islam? Allah. Who gave the one who gave it to me? Islam. Allah. So in 1930, when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he was not, they say in history, he wasn't the first one in America with Islam. And that's okay. But he was the one that got something done with Islam. He took a dead people, couldn't read, couldn't write. Good people, though. Couldn't get from under the master slave. A whip, couldn't get away from the slave master's gun, and know for a fact, don't let no slave master catch a white teaching the blacks how to read, because he had to die too. But all of that don't faze us, for real. That don't faze us. But it was a law that caused it to not faze us. So here we are today, 2023, many years later. And we have an opportunity to come together with our own thoughts that will influence the shape of the model community. We need every person who have a voice of what they think a model community look like to be involved one day. I'm asking, I will be asking outright, community-wide Shura conference. It's a corporate that serves under the AM360 corporation. This area or way of funneling information to the public. To appeal, or for them really, do more than appeal, to take the charge of setting up a Zoom for us to sit wherever we live and be a participant in the skills that we have and the way that we see a model community. Model community can't be built by one. It has to be all of us. Because all of us see something a little different. And believe me, I can list some things, but I still know in my heart the things I listed is not enough. And just listing them, just naming them, is not enough. There was a reason why Allah said to the angel Jibril to name them. He asked Iblis first. The angels was there. But Adam was able to say, I'm saying Adam, was the one able to, first was able to say what was what. And it made Iblis angry, jealous. That's what's going to happen if we build a model community. Somebody's going to get jealous. They don't know what they're doing. How could you not know what you're doing if you're following the directions of Allah? That's all we got to do. Stay in it. That's the true guidance. No question about it. Yeah. So if we're doing it from that, we have to do it through Shura.
Mm-hmm.
We have to ask those who have the skills to join. We know we need land, but we need people that know land and know what to do with land. And we need real estate personnel to actually do the things that we need that will actually register that the land is ours. And everything that go with that, surveys, appraisals, et cetera, is it good for farming? Is it good for building homes? Et cetera, et cetera. All that has to be discussed in front of the masses from the body who know that field. If I know how to make peanut butter and jelly and that's all I need to do or know how to do, then when I come before the people, that's all I should talk about. And I should give a good description of what peanut butter and jelly look like.
That's the person that knows
what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about. That's right. But a plumber, I ain't no plumber. I ain't got no business saying. Yeah. I mean, I can mention some things. I got plumbing in the house. Been seeing plumbing all my life. But I'm not a plumber. So we need the professional of whatever we're talking about to be talking about that. How they see it. As I mentioned before, and I'll mention it as a suggestion again, we may agree that we need 1,000 acres of land in one body to make this model community. Why do I say 1,000 acres? We may decide we want to build a community that is able to hold at least 1,000 families. That means one family per acre. Every home has an acre on it. That's a nice size. In every home, if it was built to hold 5 people, then that means we have the possibilities without crowding to have a community that have 5,000 people in it. 1,000 acres, one home on each acre, 5 in the house, all males, all females, whichever. Half and half, however that family grow. Now we got the start of that. But they got to eat. They got to clothe themselves. They need to gas their cars. We need to get cars made. So we want space where we can do these things. We can have businesses, the script malls, that serve us as it should, with our people being the business people. There's so much. I mean, in other words, yeah, I can say it, and I'm sure the average person, giving a little thought to it, can say what they see. But imagine us talking to people in mass. And we come to find out here's a group that could talk about number one. And then right on down there's 100 slots and there's 100 groups with people, bodies of people that can talk to it, that issue, top to bottom, educating us over Zoom across the country, showing that that can be done. And then eventually having the actual conventions where we draw the crowd. Maybe we'll draw the crowd because this is the land where we want to build it first in this particular city, this particular state. Maybe we'll just draw the crowd once we're set up so we can spend 3 days to maybe a week, 3 to 7 days, alifatting and talking to each other. And we're socializing and talking with each other. Those are the things that we have to look at, and we need to do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, we should all benefit from it. We should all see ourselves growing from it. We should see ourselves moving in a manner that we know the future has been made an easy load going forward based on the activity and understanding we did based on our understanding of the Quran, based on our understanding of what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad meant to us, based on what Imam Muhammad meant to us. May Allah be pleased with both of them and have both of them in paradise, along with their families.
Right.
These things that we have to see, these are what Allah gave us and some imams, some brothers and sisters, because they didn't know Arabic, they were able to be talked out to the thought that they knew anything about Islam because they got it from those two teachers we're supposed to have. Prophet is the one that told the people right with him, Abu Bakr and all of them. You go somewhere and you find a people, you don't know their language, you don't know their culture, don't teach them. Let them teach. Let their people teach themselves. Just give them the five principles, five pillars, and don't give them all five at once. Give them one at a time. So we ourselves, we have to take it serious about the model community, how we want it to look. Not because Wally Bilal is saying it, because it's time to build it. It's time to stop talking about it and let's build it. Yeah, we need a few months easily talking about group by groups of architects who do designing and show where what it should look like. Why should it be on this type of situation? Engineers who can follow through to make sure what's necessary is there. Brick masons, cement people, glazers, you know, or glass, those who deal with glass, steel, iron, welders. I mean, I can name them, but so can you. You think about what it takes to build something, you can do it. And then we want space in this community where we can build where our wealth will come from and put back into this area. We make everybody else rich. Everybody. Every designer that has a good name, a strong name, we help make them rich if we weren't the ones that was out front making them rich. Why shouldn't we do that for ourselves? Our clothes, whether it's, I don't even know all the names of the different people, so I ain't even going to start saying it, the fashion design.
Fashion design.
Yeah. So, but whoever it is, we got them among us.
Right.
We got to believe it.
That's right.
We got to believe that, like I said, cars. I put cars in the picture because it's easy. I don't mean it's easy to build a house like it's easier to build a car, but the thought of building a house has become easy to think of when we should have a manufacturing plant that we build cars.
For those who know it, it's easy for them.
And we got people working in it.
There's people that know how to build cars. Same thing. Provided us with
everything
we need.
That's right. All we got to do is use it. Because all we got to do is use it. If we use it,
right,
we win for our future. We establish our legacy.
That's right.
We should all feel shamed to a degree when we hear somebody stand up, a governor, and say, and he's speaking more to us. He may be speaking to homosexuals too, but he's more speaking to us. That we don't want to teach the history. What? Why? You're ashamed of what you did? Then just say you're ashamed. Don't tell us what to talk about. You know what I mean? Yes, our children should know. So that they don't just slip into that stage. It's one thing that we were allowed to be put in that stage by Allah, his design. He know what he's doing. He know what a servant can go through, et cetera. But we should be just going to the counter, pulling it off the table and just eating it and devouring it ourselves. No, we got to build for ourselves. We got to show in our own time that most of what has been built, we've been involved. So why shouldn't we see ourselves as those who grow further, go further even, and do the things that need to be done? Why shouldn't we see it? So once again, let's take a PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of The Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener's comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Once again, thank you, Nate. Again, this is Imam Wali Ayu Bilal from Bilal's Inc., the Halal Industry, Do For Self. And I want to continue with pointing out that Allah has given us the ability, every one of us, from birth, the ability to influence while the womb of the mother is holding that child at 9-month period. Maybe prior to it, the family was falling apart. That baby is enough to influence it, in many cases, to stay together. Influence the man and the woman to stay together. Matter of fact, in some cases, they're not married. And it influences them to make a family, to get married and be one. But as that child grows or children grow in the household, they all have ability to do something to make the parents, the concerned parents, proud. Relatives, proud. First day in school is like they just hit a home run out of one of the major stadiums. When they graduate, we feel great about it. When they go out of school, come all the way out of school, their prom, and there are many, too many of us that didn't get that. We quit. Some of us didn't study properly and we failed. And that's not the way we're created. We're created to actually ascertain all truths and be able to build a new life from it. We're in a society that has kept us from it. We ain't got to waste time getting mad about that. We know Allah. And in knowing Allah now, we know that, okay, all we have to do is work in the right direction. And as we work in the right direction, everything that needs to be done will be done. We have to remember we are people that we got to work together. You can work with everybody else, but you ain't building nothing for yourself in most cases as a people when you're just working for everybody else. And that don't mean go out and quit your jobs. That means that actually what we need to do is tie more into it than to just start with our family, into building ourselves as one so we can create wealth, yes. But just as important, we got to create a legacy. We have to leave something behind for those who are coming after the generations that's coming after us. One day we won't be here to guide them. Mm-hmm. But if we left a message clear enough through the work of others coming behind us and through institutions, then we've given to everyone a better picture, or maybe even a picture just to make them feel like they were there themselves. We got to believe that. And as Imam Muhammad would say, put him in a good place, the model community. Oh. Always doing that because we need Caucasians or people here on earth to see that? No. Put them in a good place means this. When you do a good for someone, you get a blessing and they get a blessing. answers are good. Let's say I pray. I pray for Brother Nate. He prayed for me. Allah says he allowed the angels to pray for who we pray for as well to pray for the one that's praying. Allah rewards us when we don't know we anybody, anything is even thinking of us. So if we have the right practices and we stimulate people to do the right thing, we become a message to the world on how to serve God. Now, we ain't looking for nobody to give us no ribbons and no bow ties as the winners for this year, the best conduct. No. This is our life because we serve Allah. We see an opportunity to do what's right. Who gave us the opportunity? Remember, opportunities ain't just out there. Who gave us the opportunity? We have to know that it's Allah. We have to know that you can't get a... It ain't going to change and be in any other way. When we look at it properly, we see that he is always there. Allah is always there. No question about it. We see ourselves growing, as I said, as families, strengthening. And many of us, I know I did with my family, I saw this with my family. Our family was a strength to other families throughout pretty much our lives. In the city of Philadelphia and many other places. I believe every family had that, even if they had more or less influence than we had. But what we have to do is bring our influences together, as we did in the days of the nation, and we build in a way that it improves in our society. Again, for those of us that see the importance of legacy, and someone would tell us, no, you can't put your legacy out. You can't write your history in school. The young children, we're worried about how they think when they find out how bad we treated you all. Well, let's open our schools. Let's open our schools and teach as we need to teach. Because the strength is in knowing that you was damaged, but know that you ain't damaged goods, that you can still build. Still can make successful choices. That doesn't just work for us, but work for humanity. But that's what it's about. Allah didn't tell us all, any of us. Muhammad the Prophet, Jesus, Moses, Jonah, anybody. They didn't tell nobody to just work for yourself. He says work to be the example. And you might not see it in that exact way, other than the fact that you see places where he says about Muhammad the Prophet is the best example for anyone that want to meet with him. Now, what human being don't want to meet with God? So that's a message that has a one meaning that should be clearly understood. Help people get to meet and get the reward. So when we look at that, then yes, you become an example. I know, you know, I talk about my father everywhere. He was an example. I never heard him curse. Never seen him drink. And I heard him say when he was young, yeah, he just like most young people, they took a drink. He probably might have cursed. I never heard him say he cursed, but he might have. But it helped my life that when I grew up, when I used the curse word, I said, man, Harry, you know you don't curse, man. It made me feel bad walking down the street on my way back home. I'm looking in the glass talking to myself. You know you don't curse. Get into the house and get into the bathroom and look in the mirror. Harry, you can't do see what they do. You know you don't curse. Didn't even like it.
They called it swearing.
Yeah, swearing. That's what they called it. That's right. Such a conflict of words, but you think you're swearing in church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, we got to believe the Muslim community. And when Allah says go out as in a race, the Muslim community got to stand up for what's right. The other community will be followers in that. No, we ain't looking for followers. But we need, all of us need to help each other make the society better, make the world better. When we look at the living condition of many of the things that's going on now, it's the living condition is killed and hurt and take all across the world. Putin, big as he is, He want to take from the neighboring people, but they look alike. They all consider themselves Russian, so he the head Russian. He want to be over everything. Then you got others want to do it. China want to do it. And others want to do it. And in America, we almost had it with Reds or Blondie, whatever he is, orange he had got. We had it. Yeah, Mr. Trump. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I knew them names was his names too. Yeah, that's it. So when we look at what needs to be done, all of us have to be an example. We have to rise to the occasion. So I will be reaching out, like I said, to community-wide Shura Council. I'm dragging my foot a little too on getting an article in the Muslim Journal, so Saisha said I can put it there. And I'm not literally dragging my feet, but the opposition that's here, I would say subtle but real, dealing with the getting established. We got the property, but getting it established and erected, we're still working on that. God willing, we'll have that also. But we need help. And I'm not, again, right now, I'm not appealing to nobody for money. I'm appealing first to see community-wide Shura Conference, that when I reach out to them, hopefully they'll help set up the arrangement of how the Zoom should be and et cetera, and how to connect with it and whatnot. As well, for those of us who have something to offer, maybe there'll be one of the contacts that can coordinate in groups, meaning if we've got brick masons from six states, then they know that they should be communicating. We got architects in 10 states, they should be communicating. And that don't mean they can't talk to each other, but when we address the people, we want agreed understanding from if an architect is speaking, whoever's speaking. If you got 10 of them, all of them may find time in the period to talk, but they should all be saying the same thing. They should all be able to put together a package or a proof of information that we can do things together. And when we see that and do that, we'll find that we can build things as need to be built. And once again, I want to say to all of us that if you have a question, you have a statement, a suggestion, just touch, you can speak, you can say something to this. Just touch the one on your phone. And in touching the one on your phone, we'll see your hand. It's like raising a hand on our screen, and we will bring you in to say something about what you'd like to speak on. Let us take another guest. Yes,
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District, and hosts on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self, your host, Iman Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc. And co-hosts, James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economic for the African-American peoples, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org. And 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHARAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org. Parent Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Thank you once again, Nick. Assalamu once again. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. The Halal Industry Do For Self. Our message is always to try to pull us together, the people. We need the Muslims in the front, no question about that. Not meaning that we always the one that line up in the front, but our example as one will cause others from that example to see themselves as one, working together as one to build. Allah is the one said it. Go off as in a race. How will we go off in a race if we won't come together and move?
Right.
We have to see it. We have to believe it can be done. And I think most of us do. It's just how, we might say. So I think this instrument, the Community-Wide Shore Conference, one that we should support. We may forget today to send a few dollars to help support, but send it when we can. You know what I mean? You can go online and pull up. I'm stuttering now. Excuse me. American Muslim Council.
AM360.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Excuse me, please. I came in and I have to say, you know, I got a little, not lost, but distracted about what was happening on this side and my thinking of where was I at. So, community-wide shore conference, that's what I'm speaking about, council, that we want them to be seen as what they are. They're brainstormers, so to speak. I mean, they can handle certain areas that all of us don't have to be a part of. I mean, but we have to come together. We have to start giving thought. We have to, some of us should be talking to our imams, asking them, what do you think about the model community? Not just you think about it. Are you in with building it? Don't down them if he ain't. But we need to know if there are people in the masjid that any of us are frequent, that does anything particular, they should be in on that. It's going to cost us some money. It's going to be jobs for some. So we're not asking, I'm not suggesting or asking that we build a community and pay nobody.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got to pay everybody. Pay the developers. I'm not asking for nothing for me. But the bottom line is when it comes to that grind, that work, those who are doing the work have to get paid. We build one community, we'll build another. We'll establish from our own earnings and the loans and things that we need that we work hard to promote in banking, wherever we bank. We don't have our own bank. So what we do in other banks, there's something that's already there for us. I tell people sometimes, go in and sit down with them and ask them, I've been banking with you this amount of time. Do I qualify to get a equity loan, a line of credit? Yeah, a line of credit. And if I qualify, and if it's 1,500 of us that qualify in one area, what do each of them qualify for? Some may be $1,500, $1,000. But some might be well over $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. We don't need all of that from one person, maybe. But But collectively, we got what we need. And sometimes, you know, you don't always have to put out money to get something done in the front. You build it, and there's those among us, bankers, accountants, that can actually guide us through that. I wouldn't want to sit in the front of that when we got qualified people that can educate us. I got questions, but they can educate us all in how to find money to build. There are some of us got land that may sell it to the group or maybe a stockholder that will own the property and will be always able to benefit from an agreeable term that has been made by everybody that feeds into that previous owner's private owning of the place to today's community working to own it on the same land. If that makes sense, what I say, meaning a person be rewarded for what they have. We don't, you know, back in the day, there was a time we had our schools open. University of Islam days. Some of it even happened under Sister Clara Muhammad School in some areas. But in this happening, sometimes teachers didn't get paid. We don't want that. We got to pay everybody. We want, when our children go to school, they graduate. We want them to go to college. We want them to go to even our colleges when we create ours. And we don't want no what they call it, ain't worth a nickel college. No, we want colleges that produce everything that is produced to make work. Yeah, brand A. We don't want that. You know what I mean? We want the top of the clock.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so in that, we got to be willing to pay ourselves. And again, I'm not talking about money coming out of our pocket. There will be sometimes we need to see if we can pull money out of our pocket to help something be set up. But we also should be establishing things that pay back, that give jobs, that create businesses. All those things got to exist for us too. But our model, idea of a model community needs to be a shared conversation with many of us that have skills that can make it happen, that can cause it to be a true existing in our time. That's something we talk about and we don't know when it's coming. Let's put a date on it. I will, in my information to the CWSC, will be asking them to help by picking a date that actually allows us to come together on a Zoom across the country. Without, not just to be talked to, act like we're teaching each other. No, that's not what we're talking about. We want to find the scales of knowledge, if I could say it that way. What does it take to build a model community, and who fit these descriptions to make it happen from among us? What would it cost for one among us to pay to do in these particular jobs? That got to be included. That got to be, you're an architect. What would you normally pay for something like, get paid for something like this? And what are we building? What does it look like? And it should look like something that all of us will be honored about. All our fingerprints should be on it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, we do one, we'll do a second one. We'll do a second one. Maybe after that, we'll do four or five at a time. Going down the line, you might find 10 of them being done at a time. Because once you do one and you do it right and you learn the way to do it, you'll find that it's easier to make more all at one time than just a few. All of us probably have done that in some kind of phase that we find you can go to the market and buy a loaf of bread and come back and realize you didn't buy no peanut butter and jelly or didn't buy no meat or cheese, and you go back and buy it. And you come back and you find out for certain things, you didn't bring something to go along with it. Maybe something to drink, maybe water, maybe soda, maybe orange juice or some type of juice. Now you go back again. Well, it comes out better than, okay, at some point, let's just go to the grocery store and buy everything we need at once. Get that cart. and let's fill that card up. And now we can eat for a week instead of putting things together just a little bit. Same thing we need to do, kind of like, bigger scale, of course. We're talking about the model community. All of us, let's sit down. Let's hear each other. And we're after hearing each other, okay, let's break off and start working as teams based on our skill set and make it happen. And let's build it in a way that it becomes in itself an area, a community, whether it's called a city, a township, or whatever, that's known that, you know, they say this is the house that Jack built. Well, this will be the community that the Bilalian Muslims built. We don't have to say Bilalian unless we want to. My project, God willing, when we finish it, we will have all over Bilalian Project. That's the goal. That's the effort. The Bilalian Project. Who am I talking about? I want people to understand where we came from. And yes, Bilalian, Bilal, all that comes from the Prophet's companion, but we come to know it by Imam W.D. Muhammad.
Right.
We will reference that in whatever we do. We should. Here in America, we will reference it. You know what I mean? They talk about our brother Bilal every now and then in the books. The Imam gave a story back in the early 70s when he put it in the Bilalian News at that time, I think it was. And he gave the article on Bilal. People was asking me, I was away then in the prison, and they was asking me, I was the lead person there. Why not take a name? They didn't know in my heart, the only name I ever seen that I wanted was Bilal. And by Allah's permission, Imam Muhammad got the names of people that he would have named and something about their character. January 26th of 2006, my name was given to me. My last name was Bilal, and I got it from Chief Minister. My wife at that time said, Chief Minister, Supreme Minister Wallace Muhammad gave you the name of Bilal. Nobody knew how bad I wanted that name. Nobody but Allah. And I mean, because that name, when I read that paper, I said, man, that's me. And when I said that's me, I don't mean, I don't know what Bilal looks like, et cetera. I don't mean it like that. I'm more so saying his tenacity, that he didn't give in when they tried to get him to bend. He didn't get in. He, you know, in other words, he just stayed with our heart. And I ain't saying that to make me special. But if you look in the mirror and you say that's you, you know you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I felt when I read that story, that was me. I loved it. My other two names, my first wife gave me the first name Wali because she said, you never cross a friend no matter what they do to you. You don't cross them. You know what I mean? And I told her that my father always used to read the story of Job and Joseph out of the Bible when I was a child. And she said, well, I chose Job because you got real good patience. So she said, Job in Arabic is Ayub. That's how I got my name. But Imam Muhammad was the key factor there. He gave me a name that I ain't told nobody but Allah. This is a name that's me. It's for me. I want that name. And I didn't say it as order. I said it as a humble person being charged up, seeing a story of someone that I felt I have a character such as him. In my mind, somebody might say, oh, you ain't no Bilal. But my name is Bilal. That's okay. You know what I mean? I can, what do you think, Nate? I can go with that, right?
Yeah.
My name is Bilal. I ain't saying I'm his relative.
Yeah.
And I ain't an African. So, you know, I ain't going in that direction. So, nonetheless, if anyone has anything they want to say, you have a question, don't forget, touch the one on your phone, and we will bring you in. If I don't see you, one of the other directors may see you on their screen, and I will ask them to cut right in and let me know that that's happening, and we'll bring you on. But as we're moving along, like I say, we're going to work to get those of community, CWSC, to be those who are okay the possibility of information being sent to them as well as myself, but mainly sent to them to coordinate and set up a date in July of this year that we can do a Zoom and we can discuss it. And hopefully we'll have information from around the country, regardless of the number, small or great, of those who will be able to be on that Zoom to discuss what their talents are, what's their strengths, and that's what they may want to represent. And we would like to hear what do they see as a model community and how they fit in. Then we can, at the end of this year or next year, work to have a convention to call all the people in, sizable convention, maybe in one state, maybe in a few states. But either way, call in people from wherever they may come from to be a part of the convention to talk about the model community, the establishing, the building of the model community. We don't want to, I'm asking everybody, stop just talking about the man said it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. We're living in a real world. People around us, they're building. I was talking to some brothers today. My daughter and myself had a meet. I had a meeting, and she was with me. So I was talking to them. They're in the development field as well, about how just not too long ago, the technology that we see today didn't exist, but it existed in the time of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. Everything that we see that comes out of creation was there. Allah gave it to us in the time of Adam, the first man. Gave it to him. You know what I mean? This is ours to work with, the creation. Creation has been commanded to be Muslim. It has been commanded. It's been built, made, structured as Muslim. I made everything Muslim. The creation is to submit to Allah's will, and Allah's will is submit to man. But it just doesn't submit to man. Bears don't talk, but they find a way to hibernate. They know that the earth got a place for them. Ants, the same. Everybody know their place, what they're supposed to do. Ant, so small, knows how to build his home and carry food that's too heavy for them. Put it up on their back, shoulder, or something, and they walk with it, gripping it with their mouth, it looks like to me. And then here's a big old bear. He need to sleep for a long period of time. He go find him a cave to sleep in. Hey, Allah gave everybody their way. And our way today, into slavery, proof of it is us, into slavery, the opening of Al-Islam in America, and all the brothers from overseas and say all they want about they brought Islam to America. No. Allah gave America Islam through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Gave it to them. Were there Muslims back then in America? Yeah, but they weren't thinking. They're thinking about Ford Motors making money. And many of them is in out there in Michigan, in the township that they built out there, the community they had out there. But they weren't interested in giving us Islam. And I'm not saying nobody wanted to say Bismillah to us. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'm not saying they didn't want that. But the opening of Islam to the once upon a time slave in America, that was done by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Just teacher. Rod Muhammad, master, like teacher. He taught him. He took that language and made a community, third grade education, born in 1897. And I hope, I like to say that because just the impression to think a third grade education in 1897, he didn't know nothing, especially when they didn't want blacks to even learn anything. 1897, he was born. Three years. And add three more years, he may have been 6 years old when he got out in the third grade in that area. Even if he is older, if he was nine, he ain't know nothing. Third grade education. But he had a spirit that Allah fed that wouldn't be satisfied until he did something for his people. And Allah blessed Islam, the Quran. I know, I got the Quran from the temple. Those who didn't read the Quran in Arabic, and I got a chance to read it from cover to cover in Vietnam 3 times, along with the Bible 3 times. How to Eat, to Live, Message to the Black Man, at least 4 times a month.
Mm.
So that was my gift. And I would be a liar to discount Imam Muhammad and his father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with both of them. Just to act like Islam came from somebody, some foreign group, to us as a people. It didn't come from Farad to us as a people. Farad Muhammad brought it to him. He was searching, looking for somebody that would take the message and make it work. And he was able to take it and make that message work for us to establish Islam in America. And the records of America, any state, they will, unless they go in there and scratch the records out and denounce it, they will verify that the teachings of Islam were started by Elijah Poole. So why would the imam of our time think we should copy a language rather than staying with our culture and building our people? We have to build our people. We have to be the mercy to humanity to show the world. This is how Allah wants us to live. Not showing them to be show-offs. Not like that. Not like, look at me, look at me. Not that. Just living what Allah wants us to live, and Allah is letting the life work around us. We have to help them see. All of them? No, some of them see. But to say they had the Muhammad the prophet in their life right there, and they fell so far from it. But now Allah said, I'll give it to you, and if you don't do what you're supposed to do, I'll give it to another people. We got to wake up as a people and recognize he gave it to us.
Yeah,
you can't just, what's one of our terms? We can't make nobody come in Islam. Allah invites them. If they come in, he invited them. Can't make nobody be a Muslim. So the invitation came to us. Did he shut it off from anybody else? No. But when he gave it to others, it went to them. When it went to Yadres before Medina, before it became Medina, it had already been to Becca, which is today's Mecca. Becca rejected it, even though they knew the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I gave him too much distance. Even though they knew Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, excuse me. Then Yadres, then move over to Persia and kept on moving around the world. And then finally, in 1930, here it came to us. And not to say there was not any other so-called Negro, African-American descendant of slaves, that hadn't been taught or shown anything by Farad Muhammad or someone else. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was able to take it and create a nation of Islam that was for his people. And that's where we are. So our life has to be shown to the world on how they should be living, but not as a show-off, just doing it natural. Our walk, our movement is natural. That's all we have to do, to prove to other human beings you can walk like this. You can look like this. Just be natural. Just submit yourself to Allah and live it. When we think about the Arabic, get it. Get it in our schools so our children have it, mainly. Years down the line, our children should be able to speak a bunch of language, but most important, they should not forget who they are. We are, once upon a time, Negro slaves of America. We're their descendants,
mm-hmm.
ones that Allah gifted here in America. Don't wear it like it's a gift that you're supposed to show off. Take it as a gift that Allah gave as a favor for us to follow an example that he gave to Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. And let us move the world as we should move it. I see a hand up. I don't know the number. Let me pull this up. Maybe I moved my bar and I don't see it. So let's see if we can take this up. For some reason, it's not moving on my computer. But I'm gonna hit the mic. Oh, there you go. There you go. Something happened. So I'm turning the mic on for 267-385.
Mic on. Let us know
who you are.
I got to say
267-385. Wait a minute.
Sorry, everybody, man.
Yeah, that's you. That's Nate Muhammad. He's right here with me. I'm pushing his name to him. But do you want to say something? Okay. All right. So anyway, we're going to see ourselves working. Hit the one. Yeah. Let's see if that's your name. You hit it? It must not be you. Yours ain't off. Oh, yeah, it went off. Okay, sorry about that. Nate accidentally hit the one on his phone, and of course he's welcome to say something. He's the co-host right here, but he didn't know he did it until he looked at the number, and you know we made that mistake, so he don't want to say nothing, but he'll wait for the next PSA. So as I said, we have to see that Allah has gifted us. We're not just polishing each other up. Allah has gifted this body of people. And just imagine, if you can, look at what took place. What took place to us as a people was something directed by God. Directed by God, it wasn't going to hurt us. It didn't hurt us. Yeah, there was death, there was punishment, et cetera, et cetera. There was cheating us in our life, but to build us to the reward. So let us be the example. Let us work to be the example. The model community won't be the end of it, but it's something that we need to do. And we need to break ground no later, if it's any way possible, if Allah wills, no later than 2024 before it goes out. We can get it started this year, but we have to start discussing it. So again, I'm going to appeal to those that I have spoken to in the past to set up the Zoom. They pick a date. Set up a Zoom because they know how to handle that. I think they got a team that would know how to handle that much better than me. So I believe in people working within their fields. And if the field for us to do something, they can do better than me, I'll jump out the way in a minute. I don't have a problem with that. So I'm going to contact a few people that I do know, Sister Martha, Sister Latifa, Imam Hamid, and at least them three, and then try to let them direct me on how to get this done. Could they do it, or do I have to speak to someone else? Then I'm you know, giving pre-information for them by saying it here. But I would like for them to be the ones that will set that up, orchestrate it, run it, see how many hours should it be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and go from there. And we'll pick up, they can more suggest a weekend in July that we have a Zoom meeting for the sole purpose of coming together to discuss who all would be the body of people that would discuss things dealing with the model community with people at a type of convention setting for all of us to share in, and that can be broke off into groups to show what we need, what we will do, what we can't do, what we can do. Somebody got to be able to tell us how to get land. That's real estate. But then we need people that know land. And we can't talk about, you know, just a few acres. If we want to build a community, let's be real. Should we have 1,000 people, 1,000 homes in a community? That would be nice. 1,000 communicators of what the growth is like. That would be excellent. 1,000 homes in each half acre. It could be a half acre. It could be a quarter acre. But the thing is, if we had 1,000, let's just say if we had 1,000 homes that would house 5 people easily, and we wanted 1,000 families, we need 1,000 acres. 1,000 acres with 1,000 families that can hold 5 in the house. Meaning there will be a population of 5,000, a minimum, or in the area of 5,000 people. So that's a nice size beginning for a community. What will we have there? How will we look to protect ourselves? We need to know how to have our security force. We need to know how to have our fire department, our emergency service, our hospitals, our clinics, our medical clinics, our schools, our houses of worship, gas stations, supermarkets, not somebody else's supermarket, our supermarket, or yours, meaning, come on in, brother, this is your place. Either one. Our restaurants, those who want to go out and eat. Our recreation centers, places of business. Maybe on the outskirts we got some extra land to put factories that can build things that you don't eat, but cars or material to build houses or whatever the case may be. So it's not limited to what I'm saying or suggesting. I know some of you have more to say about it than I do. So we need a meeting place, and the first one should be Zoom to put it together. The second thing that should be worked for is a date after a few more of these type Zooms, the date that we would want to do a convention that we're inviting people from all over the country to come to. And that could be Zoom type two, but we want people to come to the place to feel it, feel the energy. All of that we have to look at. That could be done July, but I need help, and whoever's helping needs help from all of us. And we have to look at it in that manner. We can build this. We can make this happen. We can leave a legacy. We can leave a community type, the model community type, that will build not in one place, but build all over this country. And I do believe, done right, from there we should find people who love what they're doing to the point that they see that they should be part of this government. We got to get our people to see, no, God made us Americans, not somebody else. Now, if somebody, this country was named something else a minute ago, and somebody, literally, I'm talking literally now. A minute don't have to be a minute, but just a short period ago, I'm saying. A minute ago, they changed the name, then we may have a beef. But to say we've been in this country all this time and we don't see ourselves as Americans, we need to pack our bags and go find out where we belong, because you ain't, as I said to people, you ain't getting me on no ship taking me to Africa talking about that's where I belong. Africa will put up a wall. You know, you think Donald Trump was trying to put up a wall. Africa will put up a wall, and as close as we look to them, they ain't letting us in. Allah did this. We gotta believe this. Allah gave us America to be the example, and today, the strongest, the biggest microphone across the world is America. It is the shining light for justice and fairness, even though it has not been just and fair itself.
Within itself,
that's right. Haven't been that. But it has the ability, all countries have the ability to do it, but will they? So here, Allah put us here to make sure it happens. And it don't have to be all bloodshed and everything, but you have to be ready if it's necessary. You know what I mean? I was in the war. I didn't choose to go, but I was in it. And the real thing that made me go was my father. His thing was, son, go ahead back. And when I was probably going over Vietnam, he said, go ahead on back. Because I would hate to see them carrying you out in handcuffs. So I wound up going back. Otherwise, no, I wasn't going to go back. So I went back. And the good thing was the military had it set up where they expected everybody to go AWOL for at least 30 days and wasn't going to bother. They didn't bother me about being late. And the reason is because they're getting ready to ship me to war. I might not ever come back. You know what I mean? For whatever reason. Yeah. So they're giving you your, in other words, you get your last chance to spend with your family because you may not get back. So you die in a war. We're going to do something to you because you wanted to stay with them longer? Is that kind of thought? So it's our country as well as anybody else's. We just got to be willing to get involved and make it right. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty people from all other races that are good people. Some of them, I believe there's a great deal of Caucasians that are good people, but they can't fight their brother. One, they probably don't want to hurt their brother. The others are a little afraid of their brother. And maybe some stuck in the middle don't know which one to do. Be afraid, or don't want to hurt. You know what I mean?
White privilege. Everything is built around the system, the systematic aspect, and they don't want to go against the system.
That's right. And we don't want to go against Allah's system, so we have to work in his system and show. He gave us Islam when there was a gate around us. You know what I mean? That gate was broken. And lock was broken. So we have it, and there's a purpose. Live it and be the example of the example, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon. So we have to see ourselves in that way. It's a great time for us. And I'm going to bring us back to another PSA as we're winding down. Brother Nate.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-host James Bashi and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economic for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build our model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comment at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. This is am360.org, Aaron Corporation Community Washore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Thank you, Amit. Assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. We'll continue as we're working to close out shortly. Look like we have a few more minutes, about 9 minutes, something to that effect. But either way, oh no, it's got a little less than 9 minutes.
Yeah.
So when we look at what Allah shows us in the Quran, He shows us a design. And that design is to strengthen us. He told Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, through the angel Jibril. Look into the creation and look into yourself. One meaning in that is Allah created it all. They're both the same. They're moving off of what He put in them. And He asked in another area, which was hard to do. In other words, for Him, none of them was hard to do. For Him to set man in front of another man to represent Him, it's not hard. And He gives them the strength that nobody can trip them up. We slow ourselves down because we want to believe, as I like to say sometimes, we like to believe that we have ice, cold ice, but ours not as cold as somebody else's. That's off of the slave mentality. We don't, you know, when Bilal was asked to, may Allah be pleased with him and forgive him his shortcomings, when he was asked to get on top of the Musalla, the masjid, and call the Adhan for the first time, nobody told him how to call it or what to say. He didn't feel inferior. He was a slave too, right? He didn't feel that he couldn't get up there and do it. He got up there and listened to the words. Remember, when you do the Adhan, listen to the words. We speak English, so listen to them. What He called us to. His voice is melody. Do you hear it? You don't hear it, but you know it wasn't done as if they're exercising who sounds better. He called a sincere, called a sincere Adhan to touch people to know, come faithfully to worship. Come faithfully to worship. He told Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, in a conversation. When he spoke about the Arabic, he mentioned to him, to the Prophet, he doesn't have good tajweed. The Prophet said to him, you have the best. Why? With Allah's messenger, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, tell Bilal, as he introduced him to be the Muadhin. I said this when I read this article back in the early 70s that the Imam put in the Bilalian News. It says, calling the people to proper faith, to proper worship. Calling them. In other words, you're worshiping wrong. He didn't give him the words. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, didn't give him those words. The companions didn't. He was just told to go to the top and make the call. And he got up and did it. And when he made the call, he said certain things in it, not real big words or anything like that, but come lively to prayer. Come lively to success. Or don't act like you don't want to come. Come lively. These things was done. Now, why did the Prophet say, you have the best tajweed? He was speaking about what Bilal had on his heart and his sincerity for worship. Remember when they put the rocks on his chest, he just kept saying, I had the one God. And you think you could break me? One God, just the one God. Nor they couldn't do nothing with him. Couldn't do nothing with him. He asked Abu Bakr when he freed him. May Allah be pleased with him also. Are you freeing me to be your slave or Allah's slave? All these things was there, but we act like we don't see it. And I'm not saying we better than anyone else as a people because we're looking like Bilal. You can look like whoever you want to look like. you don't worship Allah, you're just a piece of trash, just like the stuff that's going to burn. Allah says that. I'll burn you all. The fire is going to say, is there any more? Think about that. Burning up everything that comes this way and then says, is there any more? You know what I mean? Don't worry about the space. I'm getting rid of this. I'm burning this stuff up. So these messages that come to us, it's not telling us to be somebody else. And that's our biggest problem. We want to be somebody else, not all of us, because that sure enough ain't me. That sure enough ain't most of the people I'm around. But we want to be seen or held close by others or be looked at like we're close to others. And don't recognize that, look, all Allah wants you to do is be a family man. Take care of your family. Your family started with you, your father, your mother, your siblings, your uncles, your cousins, your aunts, et cetera. And then it grows out into who are your people. Your people and you look alike. Then when it get beyond that and it touches where you, the people that look like you here, then the people that look like you around the world. Then it goes, it hasn't closed the door yet. It goes to the entire humanity. We're the field for the entire humanity. But love yourself first. This is what Allah, because we can, see, no matter how much we do as a people, there will always be people that will think we're slower, dumber, and everything else than they are, based on our experiences around the world as dark people, people of color. We have to know that. So I'm gonna end it here because I just heard this 90 seconds. We thank everybody that listened, whichever way you may listen or when you may hear this. We pray that you'll join us next Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., which we do that. Myself, Nate Muhammad, James Bashir has been away from the mic for a while because his wife was ill, so let's keep her in prayer. She's doing much better. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to end it right here. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sabrita Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.